Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sanspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, Jack, this is the President Sleepy Joe Biden, and you're listening to my favorite podcast in the world. Hey, fam.
Can you hear that? Hear the sound of the bubbles?
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Sounds like we're at a... Like, I can't think of what we were in.
Sounds like we're at a like a cave where there's like phosphorus in the water.
That's what everyone, you know, listening, what I mean? Are the Hey Fam boys near a phosphorus cave?
Getting phosphy? I've heard of philosophy, but I've not heard of phosphory.
So yeah, we can't record until I watched the end of this Seinfeld episode.
I told you I can't like finish games and start it. I have to finish things before I start.
But there's no way you haven't seen.
Yeah, but I was going to lose the beat of that episode.
Episode 5 from season 2 of Seinfeld.
But I was going to lose the beat. And like if I watched the last 32 minutes tonight, it would have felt unsatisfactory. It would have felt like not nutting. It felt like getting all the way to the end. And then not busting.
Oh, I don't want you to do a blue ball episode.
Yeah, you're going to blue ball.
Not when we're in this cave full of phosphorus.
Jerry's epilogue comedy bit. You know, you can't stop before that. It's part of the episode. It's the bow of the present that is Seinfeld. It's the bow on top.
Do you want to know something fucked up? Is season 2 of Seinfeld, 1991. Jerry Seinfeld, born 1954.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, younger than we are right now.
Yeah, they look,
in
and they
season 2
older.
Of Seinfeld. Yeah.
I guess, I don't, what is that? Is that like, it's also true when you watch like movies from the 50s and stuff and you're like, you see like Orson Welles and he's like supposed to be 23, but he looks like 48. You know what I mean? I think just, I don't know. Then your kids will probably think that like we're older when they see photos of us.
Yeah. I guess like, yeah, I still wear shorts and buy toys. So I don't feel
I'm in shorts,
old.
Crocs and have like lame anime tattoos on my legs.
I like to have serious meetings and I just wear a t-shirt and shorts and everyone else is in suits. And
oh,
I'm
dude,
like,
you and I have managed to, I was explaining this about myself the other day, but obviously it means you too. We've gone through life without having to like wear business casual for a 9 to 5.
It's been so fucking hot this week. There's no way
dude,
I'm putting on
like 20 degrees today. Right now it's 20
degrees.
Yeah,
there's
cool.
A big cool change.
Crazy.
But we had like a proper heat wave in Sydney the last week. 30.
And we're not supposed to get that for about 4 months usually. Like,
early,
it's insane.
It's middle September. Totally scary.
It's insanely scary. I'm going to get an aircon unit, I've decided.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get one for my... I'm going to get my house ducted.
That
so
shit.
Like, so basically, like you set up vents
in
your roof, and then it pumps the cold air into each room, and you can temperature control each room too.
Tight.
So
yeah.
Just make Tilly's room just 50 degrees.
Just
see what happens.
Yeah. Do experiments on the kids. See what their behavior is like the next day. Measure it. I got to get one for summer because it's gonna be fucking brutal. But we've like
it's gonna be such a
hectic portable
summer.
Ones. You need to get like shit out the window.
Yeah.
So heinous. I'm like, I'd rather just die on the fumes.
So what are you gonna do?
Stay cool.
Well, no, I mean, are you going to put shit out from out the window?
Yeah, you have to. They come with like things. That like divide.
Things.
That let you stick like the tube out.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because I'm going to get one for my office too.
That's been my YouTube algo this week.
For me, but for the new Evangelion computer that I'm being given.
Yeah, you need it for unit 2.
It has like a cool, an official Evangelion themed cooling unit.
That's so sick.
That plugs into the...
I'm gonna turn this light down a bit. I'm not sure if I like it.
Thanks. I'm fine with it.
I know, but that's better.
We're being lit up mostly by the frozen
beautiful
image
face
of Julie Louis Dreyfus.
It's Louis Dreyfus. Or if you'd like to call her... white Nick Fury. It's insane that, dude, she looks the same.
Yeah, totally.
It's insane that she's in Marvel. I forget that she's in it. Out of
I
every
bet
actor,
she does too. And I reckon Marvel forgets she's in it too.
I watch, this is like just while, you know,
I'm surprised you're not watching the making of Secret Invasion. Yeah, just dropped on Disney Plus, brother. What are you doing with your life?
If I had a Vision Pro, I'd be wearing that while watching Seinfeld in the background and watching Secret Invasion on that.
I would be so sick if...
See how long it is. I'm so curious to see. If they can get over 15 minutes of why that show
exists. Imagine if it opens, though, with like... It's like $300 million in the counter. Yeah, in the top of the room. And then and it just counts it down to $0. Down, yeah.
It's like the opposite of a fundraiser. You mean like like the telephone funds?
How the fuck did they spend that much money on one of the most garbage ass looking shows?
I got no idea. Here, let me go to my most clicked. This screen burn from the Marvel logo on my on my OLED. All right, how long do you think it is? All right,
it's a 47 minute long documentary.
Oh my god. Okay, what's the official cast and crew invite viewers behind the scenes of the heart pounding thriller? I ain't click. No, you know what? It'd be funny to watch this instead of the series.
No, I'm gonna start breaking it into my friends' houses and just watching,
just fucking that,
putting that on over and over and over and over again and seeing what happens.
Dude, this rules.
Are we still getting Loki season 2 this year?
Yeah, we are. I know that because I got a PR email about it today. I think they're moving it forward a day. They're doing one that. Day. They did that with Ahsoka. They're doing that with. It's weird. It's like they're. I don't know. I guess while actors and shit aren't doing stuff, who knows. Fuck, we were saying, oh yeah, you mentioned, I don't think she's in Marvel. You're like, I don't know if Marvel remembers she's in Marvel. I watched the new Connor O'Malley short film, The Mask, which you can purchase on his website, Endorphin Plant. It's amazing.
I love that he has that website.
Part of it.
Can you get like a subscription to that, or are you going to buy movie by movie?
You buy it.
How much is the movie?
It came to like $8.
Okay.
But we can watch it after this if you want, or love in between that. Apps, whatever you want. not want us to.
Is there focus. A making of featurette?
Yeah, that's the Secret Invasion one. His character in it becomes a paparazzo and is at the Eternals premiere. And like, it literally at it. And I was like losing it. Like, he shot it all during like that era. And he's like yelling out to them. And like, they're looking. It's like insane.
And at one point wears a...
a mask.
The mask from Son of the Mask,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's got a like a COVID face mask on. And it's the one of the ones that you and I probably looked at several times on Redbubble, which is Tim Avery's teeth. Because you know it's... Here's because it's the teeth and the lips.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like that. It's literally when he makes that sound.
That would be like, yeah. Like if you could do anything with a celebrity, I would watch Son of the Mask with Connor O'Malley.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. That would be, you know, last week's episode of the fundraising.
I've still never seen that movie in full. That's so funny.
I think I have, but I've definitely seen one scene more than the others.
Yeah. Considerably one, more than the others. Shit, we were watching that like multiple times a day for
that was us
about
like
half a year.
At peak COVID. Yeah, just totally. Like I'm finding wins in the small things. I even remember when I wrote an article for work, like I somehow fit in a paragraph about how that it had nothing to do with that, and I was just like, this lives in my head rent free. But you know, if my head were a hotel, then the presidential suite would be this scene from the Son of the Mask. It was just the editor kept it in, and it's just like a deep link to that scene that has nothing to do with whatever the piece was about. Because I was wholly at that point consumed.
We should at least watch that scene again for Halloween.
We should check on it like, for Halloween this year.
Remember for a while it was out of sync on YouTube.
And we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Elon Musk, buy YouTube so you can fix.
Fix the audio on this beautiful clip.
Yeah, but I forgot the Eternals existed until I watched the Conor O'Malley's The Mask last night, is what I meant to say. I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing. They made that movie and Noon loved it.
I got so sick after seeing that movie. Me and B went on a date night.
I met you afterwards at Jen's
birthday. And then we went and hung out at Jen's birthday, and Noon was there, and Noon was saying how good Eternals was. And remember B, my wife, was like, just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Noon? It was not good. Like
back at the back of the Gladstone.
Yeah. Then the next morning I woke up and I was so sick for like a week and a half.
What from? Was it
like Eternals?
COVID style sick?
No, an Irish man struck me in the back of the head with a rock.
The kid lied to me about their age.
Yeah.
She told me she was like 4,000, but then I hooked up with her.
She was only 3,600. Yeah.
And then Mahershala Ali's voice spoke at the end of a movie and will never, ever, ever be followed up upon.
Said, Eddie.
It will never be followed up upon ever.
You hear that Spider-Man 2 went gold today? The
Sam
game.
Raimi?
Yeah.
That's great.
What's the series, series called?
I think it's called Insomniac
Spider-Man. Marvel's Spider-Man.
Insomniac's Marvel Spider-Man 2. Yeah.
But I forgot that it's so Venom heavy.
Well, he's the villain.
Yeah, he's like but I reckon you like play as symbiote.
I know
you get for a while.
It's all in all the trailers.
Yeah, but imagine if you play as fucking Eddie. Do you reckon he vlogs?
Well, yeah, he's a hard-hitting reporter. I think in this they're going to change it. I think he's like Harry from the ending of the last one.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm pretty keen for that. It's funny that it's coming out the same day as Mario. But Archie's made me promise that I can't play Mario without him. So I guess I'll play Mario.
Played on your Switch without him knowing.
Have two save files going.
You're an idiot. What are you doing?
I am an idiot.
Play it on your Switch, finish it, and then go, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. I'm playing it this Monday for an hour.
I told Archie that.
Did you really?
You got invited to a preview.
An insane NDA, and they're like, this is for life. It's like for future.
So did you approach them or they approached you?
They hit me up.
That's sick.
I think they...
you're in the press list now.
Yeah. And they're like, we're going to be at a hotel at Darling Harbour Monday. I've allocated an hour. I think they give me the footage and they're like, you're allowed to do instant reactions, but hold off on review till like closer date. But I'm like, that's crazy. I'm in the fucking Nintendo circle now. I had to sign a legal binding document.
Archie was like, oh, that's so unfair. How come Angus gets to go? And then he's like, but Nintendo sending you stuff all the time. Why can't you just tell them you want to go too?
Yeah, I was thinking about in the shower day, I was like, fuck, I wonder if they... And then I'm like, oh, you're on the, like, they send you, like, sick presents.
Yeah.
And games.
It's levels of shit. Everyone's jealous of each other. That's how you should run a company.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I can't believe you're going to a hotel room to play Mario.
I bet you're
going to
get a fucking hat with an M on it
I'll get nothing. No, as if I will. They'll sit me in, like, the driest hotel room.
Yeah.
And expect me to, like, act normally in there while playing it.
It would be pretty, because it's school holidays on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I might email them. We'll see if I can do something.
So you're like, hey, I love Nintendo.
No, you get the video footage of you playing it, right?
I think so, because like I'm allowed to do live reactions, and I've seen US reactions from like one of the games cons that was on recently. And sorry, that's just my blind. It's quite windy. But it seems to be their play footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they give it to me.
That rocks, dude.
Yeah.
This man's about to become a fucking Italian elephant.
I can't wait. I want to like debug it or something so I can try and find out who the voice actor is. I'm going to like try and like, that's what I'm going to run. I'm going to speed through it, try and play the fucking
flute.
I'm just going to get to the end of that game. So I want to find out who it is.
As long as the new voice of Mario is forced to call Shigeru Miyamoto Papa.
Yeah. And as long as it's a, like absolutely not an Italian person.
Yeah.
It's going to keep me happy.
There was a Nintendo Direct last week.
Oh yeah, immediately after we finished, like 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for it. I was like, this one's gonna be a stinker.
Yeah, and it was like there was enough good, but I'm glad. Yeah, I think if I stayed up to watch it at midnight,
you'd be disappointed.
I'd be like, why did I do this again?
It seems like it's winding down.
Yeah, it's like I predicted, like a ton of ports.
Yeah, it feels like you know, and obviously there's been the Microsoft trials and Activision have revealed stuff, and you know, I forget which Gamescom was on recently, one of them, but. There are all these rumors about the...
There's only one Gamescom.
Pardon?
There's only one Gamescom.
A what?
There's only one Gamescom.
No, I'm saying it literally is like a shortening of game convention.
Oh, okay.
Is that an actual name?
No, I think you meant Gamescom with an
M.
Oh,
no. Like there was a convention on recently. I forget which one. But, you know, we do know that there is a Switch successor in existence and people are playing it and like seeing the strength of it. So it does feel like you said, Prime 4, all these things... Probably going to be launch titles.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's an insane console though. The Switch is like, if they can do the backwards compatibility, which is not a make or break for me, but I mean like...
It's such a make or break for me because my library is so enormous.
But for them, it would suck. No, I mean, so it's like, I have like, 90% of my games are on there, but I'm like, I'm going to keep my Switch.
Of course. Yeah.
But it's also like not make or break for me. Yeah. For someone who's like, you know, if you have to sell your Switch to get it, then...
Yeah, totally.
But it's it does feel like we're in that swan song era. And I'm like, Mario RPG, the last big game they do, or...
Well, Luigi's Mansion is like, that's the furthest out.
Yeah, but that's like a remaster of a DS game.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
3DS game.
Well, Mario RPG is a remaster of a SNES game.
Yeah, which is better.
And then Mario versus Donkey Kong is a remake of the GBA game.
Is it just a GB game?
Remake. No, that's... You're thinking of Donkey Kong 1994.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
this is like, this is like the... Because eventually that became... Almost like Lemmings, where you're controlling toys with
the tiny ones,
with like, you know, putting like things that make them go one direction or jump.
I had
whatever.
No interest in that series,
but I mean, Donkey Kong 94 is an amazing Game Boy game, and the first DK versus Mario is like you play as Mario, who has to like control the toys, so it's like half platformer, half puzzle.
I don't like it. The new one, like I felt nothing.
I like that original, so I'll go in.
I was just like, Mario can jump. I hate when they're like, Mario can't
Mario
reach
can
this.
Go jump.
But they're just like, he can't reach this. I'm like, he can, he's fucking Mario. Like, dude is known for very few things. One of them is jumping.
Yeah. then we're getting Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. Which,
that's right. That was like the big thing.
Which
that's
is cool,
right.
But also it's bizarre that it's coming out within a year of a remake of RPG.
Yeah, they've probably been working on this shit for ages.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have started Thousand Year Door probably for Paper Mario Switch.
Like, definitely make all every like the entire back catalog playable and remaster the ones that need it. But like, yeah, it's just odd for it to be coming out in such short.
Okay. Honestly, I'm thinking Odyssey 2, Prime 4, like launch titles for Switch 2.
That sounds like the kind of hopes that you should definitely get as high as possible.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to be like ARMS 2.
ARMS 2 and 1-2 Switch 3. 1-2 Switch 3. That's a great
name. Perfect. That's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've been playing a bit of Armored Core, as you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like Blast Core on Nintendo 64. I keep playing it and I'm like, it's basically Blast Core. You have to like pick your vehicle and do stuff.
Well, I've been... So, I get that. I'm getting the aforementioned Evangelion computer delivered in a couple weeks. And they've asked if I can take some footage of myself playing games on it. Has there ever been like a big Evangelion game, or should I just get Armored Core and then make a?
You can do that. Unit one, which a lot of people have done. Or what you can do is get an emulator and play the unreleased outside of Japan Evangelion 64.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I've seen footage of that. It looks hilarious.
So I've been looking at footage of that since 1999. I almost bought it in Super Potato once and then didn't regret that.
Yeah, you should regret that.
I'll get it when I go next time.
Yeah, it's always there. Yeah, it's a
every household had three, I think. They were like delivered. It was like
one for every child in the family.
It was like referendum voting.
Yeah,
yeah. Man, I heard a Kanye demo leak this week that I'd never heard before from like only a few years ago, and it's just literally samples the Evangelion opening credits.
Really?
Yeah, and the song was called like Evangelist or something like that, or Evan Angel or something like that. I never heard it. It was off my radar. It was like a reference track for him with like someone else doing vocal stuff, but it's like the whole song is like sampled.
That's bizarre.
Fucking crazy. And I'm like, we're so back.
I forgot one very crucial detail from that insane first episode of the morning show that I went through all of the bizarre like AFAM adjacent references throughout the episode.
That one episode you described sounded like a season of maybe four seasons of
a. I think I sold a lot of people on the series just off that one description. Guess what? The after all of the insanity, guess what the closing credit song was?
I don't know.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh wow! Which version?
The
Evangelion.
Not the Evangelion version, but no.
No one could get that one anymore.
No, that would be hilarious if Apple got the flexed and got that version.
Netflix weren't allowed to have it.
But yeah, I was just like, fuck, this is just too weird. It feels like they're literally making a show just to
like fuck with you.
Apparently, I haven't watched the second episode yet. Apparently, it's even stupider. That's awesome. Super exciting. Just to take it back to video games for one moment. The game by one of our favorite developers, Yao, a Russian man who makes games about what it's like to be a Japanese person.
Yeah, something that he's extremely well-versed in.
Yeah, he made a game a few years ago called The Friends of Ringo Ishikawa, which was top two game for me that year.
What was the other one?
I'm like Blasphemous maybe or something like that.
I like that. You don't know, but you just know it wasn't number one.
Oh, I know, because I literally do an indie games countdown at the end of every year on that podcast that I literally only exists to do a top 10 countdown now. We just do one episode a year and it's just us doing the top 10 games of the year.
That's cool. We do two a week.
Yeah. I mean,
you contain multitudes.
He also made one called Arrest of a Stone Buddha, which was like more of a like arcade.
Detective.
Arcade. No, it was just straight up just like beat 'em up game.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was very much like you had to form. It was almost like a rhythm game where you had to like, you had so many enemies swamping you and you had to like walk into them, break their arms, steal their weapon, shoot that guy and fall into this like ballet of like repetition. I was not good at it, but I appreciated it for what it was. It's like, I think for his games,
I know people say it's nowhere near as iconic as Ringo Ishikawa,
but it is an art. It's like a piece of art. Like few games are, I strongly believe that his games, it's so singular vision. And he does not like yield to anyone else's feedback.
He sounds like there's elements of Hideo Kojima. Yeah,
I reckon Kojima would love his games.
Yeah,
too.
I was gonna say, I hope Hideo should get him and just bring him to Kojima Productions. Like, brother, cook for, you just cook for you, but I want you to be able
Fulton,
to...
Fulton Imoba from
take
Russia.
Him to, how much would he love being in Japan?
Yeah. So then you game Fading Afternoon, you play an ex-Yakuza member who gets out of jail and then immediately rejoins the Yakuza. But the family that you belong to has fallen on bad times. Yeah. They've lost their empire, basically. Mm-hmm. They only have one bar left. And so... this game does not really tell you. There is like some tutorial moments, mostly just teaches you how to fight, because there is a lot of fighting, and takes a lot of influence from the Kinio-kun, River City Ransom, yep. Brawler games on the NES, and even the character designs look like an evolved version of those characters. But this game, like as far as like what to do as a story, it's kind of like a life sim. Mm. There's all these different destinations that you can visit on the map, and you get given like assignments from the Yakuza boss, but also you can just ignore that and then just, like, you know, vibe. You have like the boss gives you like some living money and it's up to you to kind of make more, or you can get kicked out of the hotel that you're staying at and then live in your car.
That's sick.
You can like try and fuck hostess club, you know, like hostesses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can try and like just go to war with every other gang member in that you see. So like, every member of every like location on your map is flashing. And then if you get the shit beaten out of you, you wake up in a hospital and
no money.
No, you just have less and less money. Sure. And less health. Your health bar gets lower and lower and lower. I kept trying to take down, like, basically, like, you get told about this one guy with a tattoo on his back and you see him in a tattoo parlor. And so I like went there and I punched him in the face, and then he pulled out a gun and just shot me. And then I went back and I tried to do it again, and he shot me again and woke up in hospital. And then I got on the train to go do it again. And then on the train, someone walked up to me while I was on the train and just shot me in the head, and then the credits rolled.
That's awesome. No, I think you told this story last week.
No, I told you off mic.
Oh, you told, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm an actor. Wow, really?
Yes.
Now, you know, sounds crazy.
That's now I need to do that for Archie with Mario Wonder,
yeah,
right?
This yeah, this is training. Yeah. Wow. There's a... Whoa, elephant?
But there's like... so many different endings that you can get for this game. This game, like, you can just like slowly die of like malnourishment.
That's
and
sick.
No
more
money.
Games should let you like eat and shit, I think.
But at no point is it like, hey, you should have done this.
No, because I mean, it's assuming you're known to do that because you're a human.
Yeah, but there's,
you know what I mean?
But like the fun, the allure of just being a nihilist Yakuza member that doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Is too real.
Sounds like us.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's only on PC at the moment. I've been playing on Steam Deck.
Because of the Russia invasion of
Ukraine. Yeah, but look, Kojima, it's up to you.
It's up to you. Fulton him out of there. Fulton bring him back to Russia. Mother Base.
Yep.
I haven't watched
play
it yet.
Play Spandau Ballet as you do it.
I haven't watched it yet, but Kojima was in the Criterion.
Oh, you didn't watch it? It's so good.
I know
good.
What movies he's done, but I need to allocate time. I saw it. I had a busy ass day.
So there's a video that the Criterion Collection put up.
You know, you've seen them before. There's like Bill Hader, the Safdie brothers. They get everyone.
Hader is a really good one. I forgot. Yeah, he's one of the
great.
Best.
Hader one's great. But yeah, it's Kojima who's.
So they're doing like every week, right?
Yeah.
And so it's, yeah, they let you in the library and you talk about the movies, and then you fill a bag basically with DVDs and Blu-rays.
I read that he's like mission statement where he's like, it was kind of like a response to streaming where he's like, you can't get movies.
Yeah,
like
from the 50s and
60s.
And there's lots of, he's saying lots of people from Japan and around outside of Japan aren't familiar with these old films, and I think they're wonderful.
I've seen a few of them.
So I want to share them.
List, Harakiri.
Yeah, and then he even recommended like a lesser known Kurosawa.
So good. I love
But it was so sick seeing him do this amazing video and post it up. He's so proud of it, and like, you know, he really comes across like super knowledgeable and passionate about old classic, you know, forgotten Japanese cinema. And then an hour after posting that, he posted the new poster for the Hunger Games movie.
So good. I love him, man.
He's so funny.
He's just pure, you know. He's pure. I love that. He understands high and he understands lowbrow.
Yeah.
It's a man after my heart. Can't have one without the other.
Are you going to see the new Hunger Games movie?
I saw the trailer for it last night.
Have you seen any of them?
No, I've seen the first two, I think. First one was like a preview screening years ago. Second one of the only times I went to the movies like super drunk with a friend, and we just kept pissing during it. So I can't really remember what happened. Just because I was drunk. I was like, man, I got to pee. Well, I think we're like, man, J-Lo's hot. Let's go watch that movie. It was like a Saturday afternoon. And we did that, and then we probably did some other stuff after. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably how we kicked off the night. It's like let's hit the streets. Yeah, I can't remember anything from it, but I know the last movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman was ever in is the third one.
So one of my favorite memories of the Hey Fam live show was me, you, and the Blank Slate fellas, Alexi, Cam, and Henry. We did like, what was it called? Like Troll Patrol or something
that's
that?
Right.
Where you would like just post a troll, like a stupid review or a question in IMDb forums.
Which they've removed now. They haven't been around for a while, sadly.
And basically it was like you won by getting the most responses.
That's right.
And I can't remember if it was Cam or Alexi, but one of them was like, why did they replace Philip Seymour Hoffman? The movies aren't as good without him. Yeah.
That's really good.
Funny shit.
I miss that guy.
Alexi?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. I speak to Alexi all the time. We're speaking early today. Just sending each other DC cinematic every day.
That's the new IMDb forums.
Yeah. Just not even commenting or just looking. There was one today which someone was like, tribute post to Batfleck and just like a photo of him like as still from BVS. And I'm like, insane that some guy's life is like, my contribution to society today is finding a frame from BVS, putting it on the DC _ cinematic subreddit and saying tribute to Ben Affleck's Batman. Like it's that to me is even more of a like, more of like a personal statement than going, I'm going to wear a MAGA hat. Like that's just insane. Yeah. That's like someone, it's like, dude, that movie came out 7 years ago. Move on. They've like completely whipped that character like and put him in like a really lame wetsuit in The Flash. Like you've got to let it go. Let it go, homie. Yeah.
Are they talking about the new DC manga releases?
They're not, sadly. Damn. They're just talking about how James Gunn ruins everything and Zack Snyder is a visionary, you know.
Because I brought another one.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I'll read it.
Did you read the Joker one yet?
Not yet.
You're not allowed to read
I've been reading.
I'm only halfway through this. How far into One Piece are you?
30 chapters in.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Can you believe I've met Usopp? I'm actually reading.
He's met Usopp, everybody.
I'm reading the book.
Usopp. That fucking rules, dude.
I know. I'm reading it. Reading on my phone on the train and then it syncs to the iPad.
Do you love it whenever they call Zoro Zolo?
Yeah, in my head, I've just... do they ever change that in the books? I know, it's always Zolo.
They changed it in the anime, but never in the manga.
That. And it's because they were fearful of...
I guess Zoro entered public domain and now they don't care.
Yeah, it's so funny. So like, what about the Netflix live action? Do they say Zolo?
Zoro.
It's so funny. But it is funny that they just call him Zoro. It's like calling like someone with a lightsaber like Luke Skywalker in like an anime and you're like, oh, okay, where you get that from?
Yeah.
No, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
It's like very similar, the analogy you and I was using before. It's like the stage I'm at now, it's good, but it feels like early Tintin where you're just like meeting the characters.
Yep.
Things are about to start
going.
It's
like Saturday morning cartoon shit.
Yeah, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I love that's awesome. That's crazy.
I love when that shit happens to you and I.
Yeah, my dad has been kind of destroying you as far as like weird surprise reveals.
What else has he done?
Today he goes, oh, you know what I binged all of this week? Umbrella Academy.
That's
both
so
seasons.
Weird.
He goes, it's crazy.
My Chemical Dad mans. That's so insane. That's really funny. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just watching
in between Tenet rewatches.
I guarantee you, I reckon a week from now, he's going to watch all of One Piece.
In between Inception rewatches, he's managed to.
I wonder what drew him to the Umbrella Academy.
I don't know. Algorithm, I guess.
Yeah. And I know he's like staying up watching it alone. That's so good.
Dude, that is insane. That's the most wild shit.
He broke his hand. He has a his hand is in a cast now. And he doesn't know how he did it. He just did it.
Oh, that's right. You said.
And
he just Just watching Umbrella.
Yeah.
Cad. That's insane.
My dad's
awesome. I go see what my dad's been watching lately. They've been mainlining Curb.
Oh, great. Same as you.
After I saw them last time, they're like, oh, yeah, we got to catch up on that.
I made an advertisement for Parramatta Food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is being screened before a lot of movies.
I haven't seen it yet, which I'm bummed
in
about.
In Sydney. I think it's almost done. I don't know how long I'm going to pay for it.
I'll have to pay to see a movie to see it.
But everyone at my gym now just tells me about the movies because they saw me in an ad before they saw. And they're like, oh, yeah, I saw you at the movies the other night. Like, and I was like, oh, yeah, what did you see? And he goes, oh, you know, Mel Gibson's new one. Fucking eye opener that one. And I go,
oh, is it? Yeah, sorry. I was like, which one's Mel Gibson?
And I was like,
does he mean Sound of Freedom?
Yeah, I was like, you mean Sound of Freedom? He goes, yeah. Fell asleep during it. And I was like, so it wasn't really an eye opener, was it? And he was like, oh, no, I guess not.
What a moron. Mel Gibson's also not in it.
Yeah, I know, but I guess a lot of people saw him endorsing it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Is this guy an anti-vaxxer as well?
Possibly. I don't know.
Probably, yeah. There's some real dumb people out there who just follow blind rhetoric. Sorry if he listens to this.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I think it's easy to be, if you're in a circle of people that everyone doesn't, like, it's, I feel like if it's hard to swim against the crowd that you're a member of, you know?
Wish I knew that feeling. All I'd be doing is swimming the other way, brother. Yeah.
Not everyone can do it.
They can't. And, you know, that's why I'm disappointed by most people.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everyone got way too angry during that part. I was angry as well.
About what part?
About people, like, you know, being anti-vax and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah. That. Whatever. I don't care about it. I didn't mean that in a diss way. Like pigeonholing this person. If you're blown out by The Sound of Fury, which is by all, and sorry, not Sound of Fury, The Sound of Freedom, it's like a dumb movie. Like, it doesn't.
I don't think it's like impressive in any way, shape, or form.
No, I don't know.
I can understand why if someone.
How insane is that? Is that you're being screened before The Sound of Freedom?
Yeah, I know.
That's
right?
Insane. Like, yeah. You are as endorsing in this guy's mind almost as much as Mel Gibson, maybe. Maybe he thinks you're picking...
Yeah, we saw the Levins movie.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks you're picking what movies you're seeing.
But yeah,
I saw a movie last night. It's not out for a while, called Dumb Money. It's about the, like...
I want to see that.
GameStop shortage.
It's insane to me that movie is already out, because it feels like that was a year ago.
Literally. Yeah. Like, I think it's like 2021 is like when it... Like January, whatever. But... you know, it's a peak COVID, and it's like one of the first movies I've seen. I've seen like TV shows and stuff where it's like based on a true story, and you just see the masks and people getting in trouble for not wearing it, especially in America.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck, that thing was so insane. Like how much people just became like dirty cops.
Yeah.
Insane. Insane energy.
And like, I get it. I get both sides. You know what I mean?
I get both
like,
sides yeah, too. Yeah. 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 Like, of course, like when a fucking like housewife is going to like berate you on the street for not wearing a mask, who's not like, who's just like angry or something, yeah, you're gonna be like, don't yell at me, I'm an adult, I'm not gonna do, you know what I mean? Like, you're yeah. Totally
no I was like pro mask, but then there were some nights where I was like, fuck, I'm on a train and I forgot my mask, and you're like, shit, I'm just one of those guys now.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, yeah.
I like the mask because it meant I could like
become, I prefer the sequel,
obscured.
Yeah,
I'd wear sunglasses, a mask, and a hat, and just feel like fucking black ops. There was going like to the shops
a month where you had to wear it while running, like you couldn't exercise so outside stupid. And it was, I remember like almost dying.
Checking in was so lame, remember?
Oh my god,
you're like, oh, I'm going to Coles. You're like, go to check in. It was so annoying. That was one of the, I don't know if that was outside of New South Wales, that was one of the most and then like no one did it. They're like, someone you were at a mall at yesterday might be sick. You're like, okay, what do I do with this information? Like,
yeah, my sister had to like miss Christmas.
That's right.
And couldn't leave her house for 2 weeks because
she was a nomad the night I was almost there or something.
Yeah, at a restaurant, and someone on the other side of the restaurant tested positive.
It was so dog shit, man.
It's crazy. It was crazy.
I think it's on my mind because the world was like just manic. Independent, like investigation to how the government responded to the COVID stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like comparatively we were kind of sensible maybe for the most part, but then there was like so many moments where it was like, oh, we've run out of tests, oh, we've run out of vaccines, oh, we've run out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
it was just all these like insane shortages. Yeah. That
and then
like,
they'd be like, you have to pay for tests even if you like can't afford them, and it's like,
yeah,
well, what if someone can't go for a job interview because they might have COVID and they don't know? It was like insane.
The amount of times I had to drive one of my kids to like some random location, wind down the window, and like hold their head whilst a stranger wearing a mask and gloves shoved a cotton bud up their nose.
So insane.
The fuck was 2020?
It was
to 2022, man.
Insane.
That's crazy.
It was insane. It was, yeah. It's crazy how we like, I just like, yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah. No one talks about it.
Yeah. That was, people I'm like, man, that was like, one crazy season of the morning show.
I got sick like in the office the other day because I was, like how you used to get sick just being in a space with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It was like, oh man, years ago, like there would have been a shutdown.
Yeah, totally.
It was insane.
But like it still is like prevalent.
It's prevalent, but it's so like you can like go to the airport like essentially naked now. You know what I mean? Like,
of course, no, especially in Australia. But I mean, like, yeah, I feel like I see a lot of people talking about like this big, the winter wave of COVID expected in America.
Yeah,
and they're
right,
like sending out free tests again and blah, blah, blah. And it just feels like, oh, really? Like,
yeah, it feels like science
retro
fiction again now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Where you're like, oh, wow. The woo flu.
And now a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So how, tell me about dumb money.
Yeah, well, I think the strikes are about to be resolved.
Okay.
Because it was supposed to come out today.
Right.
So I had the whole like segment prepared for today to like talk about it. But then I got like this, we got this like email last night saying like, oh, the movie's now being held back till October 26th. Preview's still fine, but please withhold it till then. So I have a theory that I think the strikes are getting close to being negotiated and they're going to withhold a few films and promotions because then they can finally use actors and directors.
I heard that like January is when everyone really thinks it's going to end. So
really, yeah. Really. My theory is just that based on the reason why this has been delayed. And I've read a few, like I've got an email saying like a few other things have been pushed back. And okay. I'm like, okay, this could be like, we can either release it now, not get the promo.
I think it's publicists just being like
hopeful.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it was good. Yeah. It's kind of funny. It's in that series of like bro finance fucking cinematic universe, yeah, which we've had. It was
Adam
like
McKay adjacent.
Yeah, it was very like bro version of The Big Short, and not in like a derogative way, but in the sense,
well, Pete Davidson, it's about like it, so
yeah, but in the sense it's about like working class people.
Does anyone throw pocket sand in his eyes?
No, Tyrese was absent, sadly. Yeah. But yeah, it's good. It's like punchy. It's fun. It's like fine. Like I'll never watch it again.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's good. Paul Dano's fantastic. Everyone's great. Great cast.
Seth Rogen, Paul Dano.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's a wild cast. Shailene Woodley, Pete Davidson again. Just
he's in it twice.
The chick from Barbie that's like in
America Ferrera.
America Ferrera. And it was big week for that. Her. We had the daughter in Ahsoka.
Yeah. Big week for Barbie.
Dumb money. Yeah, no, it was good. What's his name? The fucking Ron Swanson guy.
Nick Offerman. Yeah. And none of these cunts are on the poster. That's crazy.
I was blown away by like how stacked the cast was. Yeah, it's good. And the dude who's in the, I haven't seen it, but the like Beast Wars Transformers movie. he works at GameStop.
But Bumblebee.
I think, yeah, Optimus Prime.
Well, I
actually, no, it's funny because Pete Davidson is in the Rise of the Beast as well.
Oh, is he? That's great.
Yeah. No, so, it was good. It was good to see it. You know, once again, it's good to see a movie like that isn't on a streaming service. It's like a movie for like.
So that's exactly how I felt this week. B and I went and saw Theater Camp.
Oh yeah, I wish I saw that.
And that is a movie that I will watch 100 times again.
Cool. I hear great
stuff. I have not seen a movie that felt like immediate cult comedy classic like I have watching that. Like the laziest way I could describe it is it's like if Christopher Guest directed Wet Hot American Summer.
No, that's great. That's like sold. is it out like everywhere?
I think it's been out in Sydney. It was showing in most event cinemas. And
see if it's playing.
Hopefully it's still showing this weekend.
See if it's playing in my parents.
It's playing at Dendy. Your parents would fucking love it.
Yeah, yeah. Their cinemas don't show this shit living in the country.
I could not believe how, like, it definitely not for everyone. It's like a quiet, like, awkward comedy movie. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's like a semi-mockumentary style about a theater camp.
I got invited to the premiere, but I had something on that night. It was like a Sunday night at 7. I think you and I were talking about it.
And I was Sunday night's your rubbish time for a premiere.
It is,
but, like, seeing this in a crowded cinema, I cannot recommend it more.
Seeing now, it's playing near my parents.
Hilarious, like, parallel to... remember when I saw No Hard Feelings? And the whole time there was, like, a group behind me of, like, theater kids.
Yeah.
Like, every time the male lead in No Hard Feelings said anything, they were, like, giggling to themselves and, like, oh, my God-ing, because he was a cast member of Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah, the old dude.
No. They're like the young dude from No Hard Feelings.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So in Theater Camp...
It's the actual Evan Hansen guy, right?
Well, not just the actual Evan Hansen. So first of all, the male lead at one point in No Hard Feelings was Evan Hansen, right?
Right.
In one of the stage show, like in one of the runs.
Yeah.
Theater Camp, it's directed by Molly Gordon, who was Claire Bear in The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote and directed it with this other guy. And then the other writer is one of the main guy who was the original Evan Hansen. He plays
he's like a Nepo baby dude.
He's like the co-lead in this, and he's a writer and like came up with the concept of the movie.
And everyone's like freaked by him in the Evan Hansen movie because he plays like a guy 20 years younger than
Yeah.
him.
But then another one of the creators of this movie, like writers of this movie, is another guy who played Evan Hansen, who now dates the original guy who played Evan Hansen.
Hectic.
So I have no idea what Evan Hansen is about.
I think it's
about.
Just like a musical people got into a few years ago.
But so there was a crowd behind me, and just like whenever he did anything, cool. They just could not believe that anyone that was Evan Hansen was doing anything else besides being Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
And so this extremely camp sounding dude would, whenever he did anything, he would just say, like, you know, like the extremely heightened, oh my God.
Yeah.
But he would only say the O part.
Oh.
So it'd be like, oh.
Just sounds like.
And I was like, finish it off, yeah, man. Like, yeah, man. Give me blue like balls over here. Episode. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it kind of added to the fun of the movie, like everyone having weird different reactions to it. Really good songs.
Yeah.
Like the soundtrack's really funny. It's about like, so fuck, what's the Strangers with Candy lead?
Oh, actor? Thingy from
yeah, from Star Wars.
Brother, what's
Sedaris. Yeah. She plays one of the owners of the camp who at the start of the movie has a stroke while watching a performance, and so she can't be present for this summer's theater camp, and she's
already
the
sounding
one,
so Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, so she's the one who like basically like has maintained being able to like balance the creativity, the money, keep the banks away. Because now that she's away, her dumbass son, who's like this LA like bro.
Oh, I know the influencer. Actor. Yeah, I was looking at the list and I know who it is. And I saw a review that was like, this guy is the best at playing bros. Like
the thing is, it's not that funny. It's just really genuine.
Yeah.
Like he's just really genuinely good at being that character.
Yeah.
And not all of the jokes land, but I think that kind of adds to it.
To the point, maybe.
So when a joke finally does land, it's extra funny. Then, but the cast is crazy. It's like, yeah, it's Claire Bear from The Bear. Ayo, Sydney from The Bear is in it too. Patty Harrison is in it. There's a few other people that I was just like, fuck,
Evan
crazy. Two Evan Hansons.
Yeah.
And yeah, like
Evan Hansum.
It all comes together so well. And I feel like if you ever, you know, I did drama in high school and all the dumbass exercises that they make you do and, I don't know, just like people that are really into musicals and shit like that. It's like, it's so good. And all the child actors in this, it's one of those movies where you're like, do they know, you know, how aware of the kind of movie that they're making were they?
Yeah. Like I know the kid that played Danny in The Shining was not told that it was a horror film.
Right.
And so all the scenes that were here, he thought it was just like about the mom and dad fighting.
Yeah.
And it was like, they kind of made that movie around him.
Oh, fucking Carl from Succession is in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Genuinely one of the best comedies I've seen in a long time. Felt super unique, but also like the kind of movie that I watched heaps when I was younger.
It sounds like something really that like anymore. Would have been made in 1997 that I watched in 2000.
Made me go like, fuck, I never watched that Wet Hot American Summer sequel series. Like I only watched like the first episode of the series.
Oh, I watched it all in one day with Tommy Vassallo.
Yeah. Sounds great.
We got Hammer and Tongs from Audi, a case. We got absolutely dog shit drunk and watched that. It was great. That was actually a really good Sunday. I think we mainlined it in one day. Because it was only like 8 episodes.
Yeah, totally.
And like, I remember like one of the penultimate episode, we were just like, oh fuck, Jason Schwartzman's in this now. But they did a prequel, I think, after that.
Yeah, it is a prequel. That's
right.
Series
then
is
they
a
did
prequel.
A sequel to the movie. Like there's two seasons of Wet Hot American Summer.
Is it really? Crazy.
Yeah,
they did another Netflix? One.
I guess so, but probably, I don't know, it depends if they need tax.
They made a comic too.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy that it was like a kind of shit hot property for a minute.
Yeah, it was like their first big thing after Arrested Development.
Yeah,
right. Like, what else can we resurrect? And I think they got everyone back for the series. Like, I'm pretty sure Bradley Cooper's even in it.
Wet Hot American Summer is called First Day of Camp.
Yeah.
And they got Will Arnett. He joins the cast. I forget that Bradley Cooper is in Wet Hot American Summer. Yeah,
he's like Amy And then what's her name? Amy, the one from like Parks and Recreation.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like brother and sister. Amy Poehler. Remember they're like brother and sister, and they're like putting on the like theater.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then they like made
Super Camp.
Then they made a second series called Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later.
That's right. Okay. I knew there was one that they made after, and I guess it's like,
so that's it. There's not a movie. It's just two series. That's insane. I'm going to do all them.
They're really good. I haven't seen the second one, but the first one's really good.
I just love all those guys. Yeah, I love this Della crew. They're fucking
bonkers dudes.
Fucking Paul Rudd. It's great. Like I don't know if I went into it when I was talking about how good this season of Only Murders in the Building is. Yeah, but yeah, like how the good cameos, it is.
Jane Lynch.
Just letting Paul Rudd cook.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Okay. Well, I every week I'm reminded that like...
Why don't you tell us about the Morning Wars again? It's just... that game by the Ringo...
yeah.
Or should we just talk about TV channels again?
I mean, that's good. I mean, you did something very new this week and talked about Seinfeld.
I talked about Seinfeld. No, I did something really... I'm reading One Piece.
Yeah, it's true.
My arc is crazy. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I took a shit at work and just downloaded it on my phone and had a little read. Yeah. One chapter, perfect time.
Do you like reading on your phone or on your iPad?
I like reading on the iPad better. I've got a Pro. I've got them with 12.9 inch.
That's huge though.
I have the keyboard and I like sit it up and it's like right in front of me.
Right.
It's like floating essentially.
How's your sleep going at the moment?
Let's weigh in.
Because I've been going to sleep with my watch on since you revealed how shit your
That was me last patterns. Night.
Okay, so 7 hours, bro.
Yeah, but look at the awake.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. Look how frequent it is.
That's like a... Look, that was like a few nights ago.
But like, it says you are asleep for like more than 7 hours. Yeah. Lately. That's good. But you're in bed for like 9 hours.
Yeah. And it's like... Just, yeah.
Sleep for me. Maybe. Seven. I was in bed for 8 hours and 18 minutes of sleep for 7 hours, 47 minutes.
I only get like 1 second of deep sleep.
Oh, fuck. That's hectic. I get so much deep sleep.
Look at that.
I get an average of 90 minutes deep sleep a night, which is good.
I get 20 minutes.
But you know what that means? Fucking the drool stains on my pillow. You truly heinous.
Yeah, truly heinous. Yeah, my bed's pristine because I'm barely asleep in it.
I have to buy a new pillow every year.
That's so funny.
Because I just like
slobbering on that shit. Yeah. Well, how much have we got? Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of slobbering, I watched this week's Ahsoka.
Yeah, I didn't get around to it yet.
Oh, damn. But, yeah, okay, sorry, cool. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it
later. No, but I know that that big Thrawn finally shows up.
It's just a great episode. It's like they left the galaxy.
Wow.
They're somewhere else. It's like a lot of firsts.
They're in the Pirates of the Caribbean universe, right?
Yeah, as soon as they landed, I just heard ahoy there, mate.
You call that a ship?
Whatever he says. No, yeah, they're in that, except now...
I heard it's Ahsoka is actually just visiting all the different Kingdom Hearts worlds.
Yeah, yeah. And Russell Brand's now a Jack Sparrow for some reason. They're like, we can't cast Johnny Depp. It's too problematic.
Yeah.
Russell Brand kind of looks the part. We'll get the same
casting director as Chicken Run.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry, guys. We've got Russell Brand.
Yeah. They land in... get him to the Greek world.
And they do a Henry. Is that what they called the drug that was everything?
What's that?
Well, there's like a drug that's like all the drugs together.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I hated that movie.
So fucking appalling. Yeah. Yeah. I remember watching it at Burwood Hoyts where we saw...
Like I think the best actor in the entire movie is
Puff
Diddy.
Puff Daddy. Yeah. P. Diddy's great in it. Because he's just like that in real life. He's like a mogul.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ahsoka was great. Felt very different to what I've seen in Star Wars before. Had some like Dune-like moments.
Crazy.
Some really nice visuals. Just like... cool things that you wouldn't normally see. Things you'd kind of see in like an 80s dark fantasy like show. It reminded me of that. I won't say anymore, but I had a real ball with it.
That's sick.
A lot of people really loving it. Really cool designs.
What I want more than anything from Star Wars is weird fucking designs and aliens and vibes.
Yeah. There's some cool shit like that in this. Like really cool aliens.
Yeah.
Cool things. And it just felt like less star and more fantasy.
Cool. That's fun.
Cool. And the Baylan is so sick. Just learning a little bit more about him. And yeah, it felt crazy to get Thrawn finally. It's like people been wanting this motherfucker for 30 years in live action. It's kind of crazy.
I bet you we get a Thrawn series.
I think, yeah, this was it. I guess he's going to...
No, I mean like his own, like imagine a series called Thrawn.
Yep. I mean, anything is possible. Yeah. I reckon he's just going to be the big bad of like every show now. Like,
oh, really?
Mandalorian. Yeah. It's all like skeleton crew. All roads are going to lead to like... the Filoni film, which is like the culmination of all that. So I think he's just going to be the big bad in all of them.
What if he fucked a Mon Calamari and had a baby called Prawn?
That'd be so sick. I'd love that. That'd be tight as hell. That'd be really good. Admiral Prawn. Yeah, that'd be mad. Yeah, no, I'm all for it. But it's cool because, like, you know, we lost Mads Mikkelsen in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
He died, but now we have his brother, which is great.
Right. They're actually brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, Mads crazy.
Mikkelsen and Mads Mikkelsen, they're like actor brothers. And so he was the voice actor.
Oh, I thought Rebels. You meant Thrawn.
No,
I mean,
oh, no, the actor. But it's cool. Right. We still get a Mikkelsen in, you know, and they're.
Yeah, sure.
Runs in the family.
Yeah.
It's like getting a Skarsgård. You know, like in Andor.
Yes.
And you're like, fantastic. And then, yeah, it's like, oh, cool. We've got a Mikkelsen at least. Yeah, no, it's cool. He's great. And yeah, it was just so cool to see. Man, I'm so excited to see this design of a trooper that I just like am so into.
Is there a Skarsgård in every universe?
I mean, he's yes, we have Stellan is in the MCU.
Yep.
In Star Wars.
Yep.
What other universes are there?
Dune. He's in Dune.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I think Stellan's the one that's actually spreading their wings the most in terms of, like,
true.
IP. We've got Bill in the It universe, the Stephen King universe.
Yep.
Alexander, I guess, is kind of like...
He's in the Big Little Lies universe.
Yeah, sure.
Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon.
I mean,
extended
he could,
universe.
It's a bizarre he's not in...
Morning Show.
Morning Show, yeah.
It's true.
He's in the Succession-verse.
Yes, of course.
No, the Skarsgårds, they've got a mate. I think there's like a fourth one, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
A fourth Skarsgård.
People have mentioned it. Yeah, yeah. People have mentioned it. People have. There's murmurs.
There's rumors in the Skarsgård channel.
Yeah, I'm DMing all of my Skarsgårds. Yeah, Ahsoka, great. It's become my favorite Star Wars show.
Like of all of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we get an updated Truscott Star Wars show ranking?
Least favorite's Book of Boba Fett.
Yep.
I have such a soft spot for Mando, but it ties with, I don't know. I
do too, but for the first season, and then I'm like, it loses me. What, like,
I really love the first two. I love it. That's still my second. It's so hard. I don't know. Andor is so good. Andor's in a league of its own, but like Ahsoka, it was like, this feels really good.
The episode
title, for example, this week's called Far, Far Away.
The I Can't Swim.
Get this, dude. They're in a galaxy far, far away from their galaxy that's far, far away to us.
Oh,
that blew my mind.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, no, this feels like true cooking. This is really good. And a lot of heads I've been chatting to, and they're all like, oh man, this is amazing.
Man, I can't believe they brought Orlando Bloom's character back from Dead Man's Chest.
I can't believe they brought his character back from Gran Turismo.
that's in landing Gran Turismo.
What's his name that he yells at again? Neil fucking Murray. Or something
no,
like that.
Jack Cote.
Yeah.
That's David Harbour's character's name.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Jack Cote.
I gotta see that movie so bad.
It's so long. It's like almost 3 hours. It does not need to be longer than an hour.
That's a man whose career we need to study.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like about
District 9, Elysium, Chappie, nothing, and then this.
I was just always thinking about the Gran Turismo movie like itself, which it's I don't like, think many happen? People do. But like the fact that this real character who existed in real life had a car crash that killed people.
And it got cast as
a
stunt driver.
And then everyone is like the whole movie is like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You get back in the car and keep racing. It's like at no point do they ever like...
No consequences.
Yeah, he doesn't visit the family and give them flowers or some shit like that.
Doesn't go Kendall Roy.
Yeah, exactly. It's been Kendall like...
Yeah, even he slipped a couple K under the door.
I know.
Damn. Hectic. Well, he would never run Waystar Royco, I guess, the Gran Turismo.
No, way. Exactly.
Someone told me that was like happened way later as well, and they just put it in that part of the movie. Like it happened when he was a professional racer.
The art of making a based on a true story movie is so funny.
Well, I was thinking that last night when I watched Dumb Money, because the first things you see on screen, it just says like based on a true story. And you're like, here we go. Yeah, I'm sure like Pete Davidson was really having that bong hit as this moment happened. And then I was like, I wonder how many of these characters are like, besides the main guy, like real. And it's probably like, oh, none of them. Like,
we should do a bong hit of the year awards in media. I mean, obviously
Pete Davidson's winning at the
moment. No, Mike Dean.
Oh, Mike Dean in the fucking like Weekend Show. Yeah, absolutely. The
Isn't
idol.
In the flesh, motherfucking Mike
and
Dean.
And he's just walking out as like
gigantic
slow motion.
Bong. And then he walks around the entire house.
Just smoking bongs.
Taking tokes and then clapping to find the right acoustics in that gigantic mansion that Johnny Depp's daughter lives in.
Dude, he's the Rick Rubin of our generation, don't you think?
HBO is fucking weird this year. Like, they canceled Winning Time.
Yeah, Zaslav is just like...
But didn't they cancel it after they've just lost a game? So it's not winning time at all. Like, apparently it, like, there's like, it just kind of ends.
There's a cliffhanger, right, essentially?
And then, well, then they do that, like, 80s movie thing where they tell you what all the characters went on
blah,
to
blah,
do.
Blah, went on to do this. Yeah. And so they're just not doing another one.
It's brutal.
That shows, so it didn't cause, like, a falling out between Adam
yeah,
McKay.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, Will Ferrell doesn't Will talk Ferrell. To Adam McKay anymore because he cut him out of that show.
So weird.
But I didn't know how good the cast was.
It's bonkers. John C. Reilly.
Jason Schwartzman.
Schwartzman. Yeah, the cast is
not. Mental. No, wait, no. Jason Segel.
Yes,
Jason Segel. What's his name? The Wes Anderson with the big nose.
Wow.
You know.
Wow, I can't believe you went there. Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. He's got a giant schnoz.
He's got a huge nose.
It's a beautiful nose.
But we all say the guy who was in...
I mean, you could also say Owen Wilson, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
He needs to do more. Bring Owen Wilson back to the Wes Anderson
fold. I think he's had a rough life.
I didn't watch the trailer for that new Henry Sugar thing.
No, I'm gonna just go cold.
Do I want to track down those Roald Dahl books and read them? They're like,
I don't know,
fun,
man.
Short stories.
I don't know. Do you?
You're in the One Piece zone.
I don't know. Do you want to read them?
Maybe. Can we get a merch update before we end the episode? What's going down? What do we need to do?
We've got to like put in like ABN and set up a website and figure out so boring. We'll go through the invoice and just figure out how much we should sell each shirt for profit.
Okay.
I reckon like if we can like do it sitting down together.
Yeah. Okay.
Put an hour aside.
It's school holidays. I'll bring the kids around. We'll have a business meeting.
Yeah, no, don't do that. maybe I'll like work home one day next week and come over an hour before we would normally record.
Next Friday. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. Come over an hour. Right.
We're recording next Friday. It's going to be a late episode next week.
I don't know if that can happen, actually. It's my last day before I go on leave.
Oh, so crazy.
I have to be there. Yeah, I got a
this
week off.
This motherfucker's going on leave.
We'll figure it out.
My motherfucking Dean and motherfucking Flesh.
Because
I'll bring my gigantic bong.
And I think we have to link it to like, we'll link it to the HeyFam PayPal. Like, we'll have to do all this like boring stuff that it's way better if we're just sitting together doing it. But I reckon I can just set up the shop as is and I'll take photos of the merch so we can just like upload stuff. I'll do all that stuff before. Yeah. What you meant like what merch update? I was like, man, that cool pot guy came out from Elden Ring. It's like, it's about to hit you with that.
Yeah. That was cool.
That's like one of the cool
Nendroid figures of a fucking
the pot soldier that you hang out with in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
He's great. He's like one of the MVPs of that game. I was playing Armored Core, which is not the same director or creator, it's the same publisher.
Is there a big robot pot?
No, it's just like, fuck, Elden Ring was such a moment. I love that. I can't believe I finished it and spent like 180 hours on it.
Yeah, that rocks.
I can't believe I got so far.
I didn't even finish Zelda. I think I think I'm just immune to big games.
Yeah.
I
went crazy with Tears of the Kingdom.
I think I can like, I can play 100 one-hour games, but I can't play one 100-hour game.
It's funny. It's like, I can't read.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm out watching movies.
Bro, so many fucking books arrived at the house this week.
Yeah. What like, are you, a library?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to like make my office like not a bombshell.
You need another
bombshell.
Level on that office.
That is a great idea. Imagine just making my office bigger.
Just like a big
ignoring the rest
for
of my
you.
House. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Anyway, that's the end of HeyFam. But guess what? A new PayFam is around the corner.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting to think about all the cool things that we're about to talk about. And I can't wait for you to come and listen to it. Over at patreon.com/heyfam is where to go. $5 a month is all it costs to join. You get immediate access to the PayFam feed, an RSS feed that you can add to your phone. So whenever a new episode of HeyFam goes up, so does a new episode of PayFam.
Sometimes the PayFam actually goes up a lot quicker. Actually, you know what? The PayFam always goes up before because Acast is dog shit.
And there's a lot less like... The best thing about PayFam is there's a 0% chance that you're going to hear a fucking
sports bet.
And all my fucking podcasts now is just always sports
it's
bet.
It's depressing.
It's so bad too.
Like a guy.
It's like, Aaron was a great mate this weekend. Someone wanted this pizza, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what else good mates do? Go to sports bet.
So funny that we're like that generation that's like just immune to the sports betting apps.
Oh, I just hate... Gambling is so dumb.
I mean, it's insane.
The only cool gambling is when Biff went back in time and got the Guinness Book of whatever he did, the sports almanac.
No, man, the only cool gambling is seeing a Joker opening night not wearing a bulletproof vest. Like, am I going to get shot? Let's find the fuck out.
Joker 2, you mean?
No, I just meant like Joker. Like,
reading Joker manga on opening night.
Yeah. No. Remember everyone was like, you're going to get shot if you see Joker.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was like, I think more people died in like, I don't know.
COVID.
Evan Hansen.
Patreon.com/AFM. Come join us, because you also get to join our Discord, talk about all the things that we talk about in beautiful channels of beautiful people. $5 a month. Come and join us. PayFam time.
My neighbor's shirtless.
Shirtless neighbor. No, I think he's just wearing a flesh colored t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like a muscle shirt.
Well, anyway, we'll reveal exactly what he's wearing in PayFam.
He looked like Shadow Man. Remember that video game? Do you remember that game?
Yeah, of course.
Shadow Man 64.
You can play it on Switch now. Really? It's like $40.
He actually looks like Shadow Man. Man, I'm going to look up. Let's pull up Shadow Man. I'm so keen to.
Jarvis, pull up Shadow Man.
Next episode is a Shadow Man retrospective, because my neighbor looked bald and short. Look, he's full Shadow Man. He's not at all.
He's not shadowless at all.
He's bald.
It is true.
I'm glad he's bald. He used to have like really bad bald spot and would have long hair and would do like buns to hide it. And I kept seeing him being like, brother, you got to fix that shit. You look like shit. And he's finally embraced it.
Just he's finally embraced it, and you say he looks like a Nintendo 64
That's
character.
Awesome. Shadow Man has six sunglasses. Shadow Man is the epitome of like 90s like extreme shit. You know what I mean? When it was just like, look at this motherfucker. This is going to blow your mind.
Should I hit stop?
Wait. I just got to find this guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now stop.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.